The time has come to get ready for the 2022 World Cup. And what better way to prepare than by revisiting the World Cup's most amazing goals? I'm Brian Phillips. I'm making a podcast about the history of the Men's World Cup, told through the stories of 22 iconic goals. The show's called 22 Goals. It's out now on the Ringer Podcast Network, and we're having so much fun.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear. Especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down your local wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All righty, let's roll, baby. Welcome in Monday Night Preview. Getting you ready for the Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs. Raheem Palmer, John Jastrzemski. It's going to be double dip action for me and you, pal, today and tomorrow. We're doing it without our guy House. So you basically have 48 hours of JJ and Raheem time. I hope you're ready for that.
Yeah, I hope they are ready. I mean, look, we got a big week. We got the NFL Monday Night Football. We got NFL Week 6. We got NBA coming up. The preseason is, I mean, like, we got a week left, and then the regular season starts next week. And then, of course, we got the MLB playoffs.
Oh, so. Yes. I am pumped that tomorrow you and I are going to spend some time going through some of these baseball futures. You know, we were dialed in on the baseball weekend. You and I are basically throwing out picks in the East Coast bias chat into the Podfather about the baseball. Raheem, I just wish I was on the Mariners and they were down 7 runs, bro. I missed out on that live line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was incredible. I wish I had taken the live line, but I took it, I mean, before the game, and I already put it in my loser's pile. And then once Carlos Santana hit the 3-run home run to, you know, take it to 8-5, I'm like, oh, this has a shot. So that was really exciting to see.
Some exciting baseball. I know a lot of folks here in New York have said the New York Mets are not advancing, but we'll have the Braves and the Phillies. We'll have my beloved Yankees taking on the Guardians. So I'm pumped to do a lot of baseball with you. As I'm watching the Met game yesterday, it's the Met game and it's Sunday Night Football. Raheem, it goes without saying, bro. That loss bothered me more than anything else. I give you credit. You texted me Sunday morning. You said, I like the Cowboys. I was on the Rams. I couldn't have been more wrong there. The Pats were good to me. The Saints were good to me. That's great. But dude, I felt like we should have been on the right side of that Raven game. Do I sound salty? Is it sour grapes? But I think Lamar Jackson just missed another wide open receiver. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like it's almost impossible to bet the Ravens. Like, look, they've had 17-point leads in 2 games. They had a 10-point lead yesterday, and it looked like they were going to drive to make it 17-0. Lamar Jackson overthrows the receivers, the interception, and before you know it's a game. And then they have a chance to pretty much at least ice the cover or ice a push. If they could just, you know, get 1 yard. Their organizational philosophy since the entire Lamar Jackson era has been, we're going for it on every
fourth. Go for it, right? That's been the analytics. Yeah. Go for it, go for it, go for it. Yes.
And for the first time ever, they don't go for it. And it kills us. So it was very frustrating.
Now, Ravens fans are going to be happy because they won the game. Folks like you and I, who are laying either 3 or 3.5, not so happy with that decision to kick a field goal. But hey, Raheem, it is what it is now. We're moving on to Monday night, and I'm looking forward to this game. Listen, some of the primetime games we have coming up are absolute stinkers. It's good to know you see Vegas and the Chiefs, the Raiders and the Chiefs. It's got like that old school AFL vibe to it. not last year, but 2 years ago, they played some really, really fun back and forth competitive games. And anytime you have a game where Patrick Mahomes is playing, you're fired up. As far as the line movement, Raheem, opened at 6, immediately goes to 7. Do you get the sense today, as we get closer and closer to kickoff, you see a little buyback with Vegas? Or do you think we'll see nothing but Chief money?
I think we're going to see some buyback from, with Vegas. I think, look, one of the things you have to understand is that last week, all the sharp money was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and all the public money was on the Kansas City Chiefs. And look, the Chiefs went out there, and that game kind of took a life of its own. I mean, the Bucs fumbled on the first play of the game, the Chiefs score, and then they just never really looked back. And you look at these two teams. Last year, the Chiefs dominated the Vegas Raiders, 41-14 and 48-9. But the circumstances around these two teams are a lot different. Obviously, Gus Bradley, when you look at Gus Bradley, he was stubbornly sticking to his defensive philosophy, which is, I mean, not going with the two deep shell that everybody else is playing and making him dink and dunk down the field. So I think things are going to be a little bit tougher for this Kansas City Chiefs team this week.
Yeah, and you look at Vegas, they're coming off a win, and they're going to be healthier on offense going into this particular game. Hunter Renfrow is a guy I absolutely love. As, you know, a number two or a number three wide receiver, it looks like he's going to be able to give it a go. Darren Waller's feeling like he's going to be able to give it a go. Did the Raiders find something with Josh Jacobs last week and the way he ran all over the Denver Broncos? Raheem, I'm sick of coming on these pods and picking against Mahomes because, like, it gives me the heebie-jeebies, dude. It really does. Like, I want to say I like the Raiders tonight. I want to say the Raiders are the right side. But then Mahomes is going to go do all sorts of crazy shit. He's going to be throwing behind his back and on the run and throw four to five touchdowns. And I'm like, why did I do this? But everything about my wagering instincts, I think Vegas plus 7 is the right side. I don't love this game. It's not a circle point for me in the least. I kind of think Vegas plus 7 is the way to go here, dude.
Look, I think if you're going to take a side and you absolutely have to take a side, I think that's where you go. But I think the safer play, and look, a lot of people are going to say this is a look-ahead spot. They play the Buffalo Bills.
It is. Next week. A short week, too. Short week for the Chiefs with the Bills. That's a great point.
But, I mean, look, the Chiefs won that game. So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be caught looking ahead. Look, I think the safer play is to take the Chiefs on a teaser. 6-point teaser. Tease it down from 7-1. This Raider defense hasn't been good. Look, I mean, you had sharp money fade them last week against the Broncos. And the Broncos, look, they were in that game until Melvin Gordon fumbled it away. So I think you tease the Chiefs down. I think that's the play.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise. But if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear, especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA, I make calls, I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori Clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it, you can work out in it, you can go outside, you can go shopping down in your local, wherever, and you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
In the NFL week right on Monday night with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. And one of my favorite things about FanDuel is picking my favorite player props and building a same game parlay. Perfect for tonight's game. Build out your own same game parlay for Monday's matchup. Can include core markets, spreads, money lines, totals, player props, passing, receiving, rushing yards, touchdown scores, and so many more exclusive bets like both teams that complete their first pass attempt. Chiefs plus 7.5. Mahomes, over 250 passing yards. Kelce, 60-plus yards. And with FanDuel's new live same-game parlays, you can continue building same-game parlays even after the game has started. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay, so lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 with promo code GAMBLERS. That's the promo code, GAMBLERS. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states, first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonuses issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 if you're in Arizona. If you're in Connecticut, call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. You're in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITHIN, Louisiana, 1-877-770-STOP. New York, 1-877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK. Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. If you're in Kansas or Wyoming, 1-800-522-4700 or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net if you're in West Virginia.
I can't see a world where Kansas City loses this game. I think it could be tight. I think Vegas could be in it. I think ultimately Kansas City will find a way to win it. Here's my question to you, though. If you're going to tease Kansas City, do you just go to something you like next week? Do you try to get cute and tease it with a total? How are you going to try and tease Kansas City tonight?
I think you tease it with something next week. I'm not really a big fan of teasing totals because, I mean, when you're teasing totals, you're not getting much value in terms of, like, how can I explain this? So the totals don't come out enough for you to get value. So you get value on teasers by teasing through key numbers. But like the key numbers and totals, they might come out 3-4% of the time. Whereas, you know, three is about 15% of the time. So like, crossing off that is huge. So I'd be looking towards next week. You know, one of the games that I think stands out to me right now is, I don't know if there's any. You could probably do the Commanders this Thursday, actually. I think that's probably a good
tease. A little primetime tease with Commander in Chief?
Yeah, like
I like that, don't you? I just thought of that now. Look at me.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good education. One.
Commander in Chief tease.
Yeah, I like that. I think you could do that one.
As far as the total, we know Vegas has firepower. Kansas City has a ton of firepower. Total open at 50.5. It's now at 51.5. It strikes me as a game where you expect both offenses to be up and down the field. But man, Raheem, you've given me a total of 51.5. That's a high total. That means a lot has to go right for you to hit that total and feel good about hitting that total. Am I crazy to look at the under here as the right side in this game?
I don't think you're crazy at all. I really don't think you're crazy at all. And I think, you know, one of the things that's interesting about this game is that the Chiefs are pretty high. They rank pretty high in pressure rate. So, like, I think they're going to be able to get some pressure on this Raiders team. And I like I said before, this Raiders team is not going to stubbornly stick to their other philosophy of not playing the too high deep shell. So I think they're going to make things a lot tougher on Patrick Mahomes this week. I think what, you know, the Chiefs offense did last week, I just don't see them doing that again this week against a divisional opponent that had all offseason to prepare for them.
Yeah, and now it's a different wrinkle with the coaching staff. That's such an excellent point because the last couple of years we've seen Vegas against the Chiefs. Last year it was the pit boss and maybe, it was the pit boss in both games. Gruden was gone. 2 years ago it was John Gruden and what his staff brought to the table. This is now the McDaniels way of coming in, whether that's going to be for the better, whether that's going to be for the worse in these particular matchups. But that's kind of the wrinkle of uncertainty here. And I think, Raheem, with the way they've looked to establish Josh Jacobs, maybe that's how Vegas is thinking. Okay, ball control, maximize drives, keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes. Well, if they do that and you end up with a couple of drives that end up in field goals, boom, there's your under.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the way to go for the Raiders. I mean, look, Josh Jacobs had a dominant game last week. So, I think that's probably like that's the philosophy to keep them in this game. And you know, one of the interesting stats that I just saw, shouts to my guy Chris Raybon at the Action Network. Kansas City is more than a field goal in the Patrick Mahomes era. It's just 18-7. So, I mean, if you're fading them as more than a field goal, you're 18-7. So this spread is like really inflated. So I think you'd be looking towards the Raiders, but I'm going to tease the Chiefs down in this spot.
I think that's the move. We'll tease the Chiefs down, even though I lean towards Vegas. That way I don't get burned by Patrick Mahomes. Maybe I'm able to win both bets. We'll see, Raheem. Maybe I could take Vegas win. I know it's kind of lame. I don't like normally doing this every single week, but this is one of those games where you can legitimately make the case. Close game. Vegas is in it. Finds a way to lose. Before you say goodbye, breaking news. The Carolina Panthers have just fired Matt Rhule.
Wow.
Finished. Dunzo, do we like or dislike Carolina more with the news of a coaching change 5 days after the fact?
I like it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not high on the team that they're playing next week. They play the Los Angeles Rams. I know a lot of people are looking at them as this Super Bowl contender. I don't think that they're a Super Bowl contender at all. I actually think there's value in them missing the playoffs. So when you look at this Carolina Panthers team, they have a solid defense. And when you look at the Los Angeles Rams, they struggle to protect the Matthew Stafford. You saw it all day yesterday. I mean, you saw the offensive line issues on special teams as well with the blocked punt. So I think the Panthers might be able to keep this game close. I'm going to be honest with you.
And you always seem to get a bump right after a firing. Like it wakes everybody up for a game or two. Now, whether that's sustainable over a long period of time or the remainder of this season, who the hell knows? What an absolute flop for Rhule. I mean, it just goes to show you, Raheem, even though he had some ties to the NFL with the Coughlin tree, some coaches are just not cut out to coach in the NFL. That's all there is to it.
Yep. I mean, it's unfortunate because I know he's built some good programs in college, but, you know, I think he was just 11-27 during his three seasons. And, you know, one of the interesting stats that I like always like to quote is that the Panthers are they're 1-27 when they give up 17 or more points in the Matt Rhule era. So if you thought a team was going to give up more than 17 points, you could just fade it to Panthers.
You know, I'm kind of mad we didn't fade Carolina enough this year because I could have made some more money, including the game last Sunday against San Francisco. But hey, now we see if we can maybe make a little money with an interim coming in for a game or two. So I'm glad we got that in there, Raheem. Just goes to show you, I'm a lunatic and I'm checking Twitter 24/7, 365, even as I do a podcast.
I mean, look, you're a pro, all pro at doing this. So, I mean, you nailed it in smoothly, and I didn't see it. So,
that's the beauty of it. I got your raw, unfiltered, immediate reaction. That's what we got to do sometimes, baby. You know, like Raheem Unfiltered. Sounds like a comedy show, bro. You know,
I love it. I think I may be on the Panthers next week. When I look at the Panthers, actually, they have a 20% pressure rate. So, like, they're going to be able to pressure Matthew Stafford. And look, I think there were some tens in the market. I think you're going to see those tens disappear. There's some nines. I think, you know, a couple places in the desert have tens, but I think I'm going to snatch one of those up.
So, buddy, tomorrow we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do some awards in the NBA. We're going to give out picks for every single one of these series. We'll talk about if there's a live underdog or two. I'm hopeful it's your Phillies and not the Cleveland Guardians who are playing my Yankees, but we'll save that for tomorrow, my man. And hey, we got to dive into this NFL card. So tomorrow, bro, it's all on the table. I hope you're ready.
It's a megapod tomorrow. I mean, we going for it all. So we're going to hit the triple play, NFL, NBA, and MLB. I'm excited.
Fired the fuck up. Let's go. Great job, Raheem. Good stuff. We'll talk tomorrow. Stefan, excellent job as always. I'm shocked to have a voice after New York. New York and screaming at the Mets fans for 45 minutes. Loaded East Coast buys tomorrow. I'm talking MLB futures, NBA awards. Look ahead to week 6 in the NFL. Where else would you rather be? For Raheem Palmer and John Jastrzemski, boys signing off. Enjoy Monday Night Football. Tease down the Chiefs. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.